Supply chains might be logjammed around the world, but CarParts.com is bucking the trend. David Menyon, Chief Operating Officer, joins us to explain how they protected themselves against the transportation and supply crunches. Karina Mitchell also joins us again. And David, I understand you've taken a couple measures. You kind of got ahead of the game last year building inventories. We saw that not work out so well for anybody who didn't. And then also, I understand you have a nationwide distribution network that allows you fewer middlemen, I guess I would say, which just takes more people and risk out of the equation.
Hi, Jared. Thanks for having me. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We've been very aggressive for the last 18 months in terms of bringing in inventory. I think every retailer is feeling the global supply chain disruption. The difference is, what do you do about it? Do you see it as an opportunity to be more aggressive and double down on investments, or do you pull back? And we've taken the approach, you know, we like to call it default mode aggressive. We're in growth mode, we're aggressively expanding, and we keep investing in our supply chain and bringing in the inventory.
Mr. Menyon, thank you so much for being with us. And you said it yourself, the supply chain issues are global, right? So tell me, how has the process that you've used avoided you from taking a hit? You know, your stock is down about 18% over the month, about 15% over the past 6 months, still up year over year. But how do you account for that downtrend? And then what do you see are the challenges that lie ahead for you particularly?
Yeah, I think avoiding is a big word. I think all of us are trying to navigate the disruption as best we can. Some companies are more aggressive than others. I think as far as aggression and aggressiveness, like we're one of the most aggressive companies out there. You know, we're deploying capital, we're buying inventory, we're opening distribution centers, we're trying to get closer to our customers. Now, obviously, we have a long tail business. We carry about 100,000 SKUs in our assortment. Sometimes we're, you know, in good stock position, and sometimes we run out of stock. But I think we've been, you know, our team has done a great job at kind of working around the constraints.
And tell me, what is the lead time like for you? I know you have inventory that you have backed up from last year. How long is a typical delivery? And your strategy that you use, this two-chain sort of command strategy, how does that affect pricing compared to your competitors?
Yeah, the lead times are definitely longer. And, you know, managing inventory in our business is definitely kind of a core competency. Imagine forecasting for each region about 100,000 SKUs. The lead times can go from 3-4 months all the way to 8 or 9 months. So, you know, we've been investing in machine learning and artificial intelligence and really trying to forecast down at the SKU level, at the region level. That's what made us successful. You know, it's not an exact science, but I think in terms of navigating that, you know, our two-step distribution model really is what makes us unique. We source directly from the factories globally. We bring it to our distribution center and we ship it directly to the consumer. So, you know, the supply chain is definitely shorter.
I'm wondering about your pricing power here, because we've seen input prices increase across the spectrum in just about every industry. A lot of those stores and services passing on these price increases to customers. I'm just wondering what's happening with your company right now.
Yeah, I think in terms of auto parts in general, there's definitely some inflationary pressure, both on inbound freight, outbound freight, cost of goods, and also labor. You know, I think, you know, if you look at auto parts in general, as far as protecting from inflation, it's usually a good bet. Historically, in our company, we've had the ability to leverage our two-step distribution model and still offer great quality parts at attractive prices. So, obviously, we're slightly raising prices, but and we've been able to protect margin in general.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us. David Menyon, COO and CFO of CarParts.com.